One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Would you state your full name for us, please?
Charles Ivory.
And you were born and raised in this community?
Yes, sir.
What is the name of this community, Mr.?
Well, this immediate community here is called Carter. Now, at one time, back the old-timers referred to it as Pinhook. I don't know where the name ever came from. Of course, it's still known as the Carter community, but they would use that term. Because the older ones would state when they would go down to the store, post office would be able to go down to Pinhook a while.
Did you have a post office here?
Yes, we had a post office, because it went by the name of Carter.
Carter. Were your parents born and raised in Carter County?
Yes, sir.
They were lifelong residents?
Yes, sir.
How long did they live?
My mother, I believe, died at about the age of 71, I believe it is. My father died during World War I, I believe about 1918,
that he died. Do you belong to any civic clubs or organizations?
No, I don't belong to any civic clubs. I belong to a fraternal organization.
Which in particular you belong to?
Well, I belong to known as the Daughters of America. It is the auxiliary of the Junior Order, United American Mechanics, but in short, it's generally referred to as the Junior Order.
Mm-hmm. Any time that you get tired now, you feel like you need to get up and relax or stretch, just feel free to do so.
All right.
Let's talk a little bit about the weather, Mr. Suppose you would suddenly have a heavy downpour of water, say, of a very short duration, what would you refer to that as?
Well, we might refer to it as, you say, we might call it a downpour. We'd say we did have a downpour of rain.
Anything else? Any nicknames, slang terms you might use?
I don't recall of anything right now that you'd might refer to it. Of course, we might say we had a storm, a rainstorm.
How about a storm accompanied by loud noises and the jagged streaks of light?
Well, we generally refer to that as an electrical storm, where there's a lot of lightning and thunder with it. We would say we had an electrical storm.
Accompanied by something that would cause the trees to bend, the grass to wave back and forth.
Well, we might say we had a windstorm.
Of varying degrees of severity, or what would you say? I mean, maybe it might blow harder one.
Harder, yes, I know.
How many different directions does the wind usually blow from in here?
Well, we, of course, generally refer to it as four general directions. We'd say, might say the wind was from the south, or came from the north, or the east, or the west.
Just a steady drizzle of rain.
Well, we would maybe refer to that as a drizzle of rain, or a drizzled rain.
Maybe some morning you might go out and it's not actually raining, but it feels kind of damp and you feel the stuff hitting in the face.
Yeah, I would say maybe a mist, or it's a misty morning.
Also, you might see some white stuff hanging in the valleys. White, smoky.
Oh, we might refer to it as a fog. We'd say it was fog, or it was foggy this morning.
In the house now, this is where your stove is cooked up to a place that lets the smoke leave the house.
Well, we would say that was the chimney.